church?
No, it's a Baptist church.
Baptist church, Baptist, okay. Baptist church. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, it's a Baptist church. I went there when I was growing up, and we were married there, as I said, and our kids grew up, went up there to church and Sunday school, and two of our children were married there, only because the way things were. Our one daughter, it's a very small church, and when our youngest daughter, Joanne was married up here, she and Bob, but when our other daughter would get ready to get married, it was going to be too small, and her husband was very, his family were active in the Presbyterian Church in Cherry Valley, and that's where they were married, and Neil was married, Neil and Nancy were married up here. Carl married a girl who had been brought up Ukrainian Orthodox, and they were married in a Ukrainian Orthodox church up in Rome. And Eric was married in Gilbertsville. That was where his wife grew up, was in Gilbertsville. So as far as the only two of them were married up here, but due to circumstances, it wasn't, it had to be other ways, you know. But
what was your wedding like?
What was it like? It was a small wedding compared to nowadays. We were married in the church, and I had just one attendant. We had two ushers. And the church was probably full, but it was pretty much only relatives. His relatives came up from Long Island, and mine, of course, lived within short distance of here, my aunts and uncles. And so I would say there was very, a lot of the people from the church that went there to church that weren't, at that time the whole congregation was invited. And so a lot of people from the church were there because, well, Carolyn and Bud were getting married, and that was the big thing of the year. That it was pretty much that's what you want. Oh, there, you know, it was a wedding that hadn't been any weddings much in the town, and
excitement.
It was a big event. My sister was married 5 years ahead of me, my youngest sister, and she wasn't married in the church. She was married at home in the house where we lived, where we grew up, and so I don't know. It just seemed like it was a big deal. And to the whole community when we got married. So it was a fall day. We married the first day of October, and it was a beautiful fall day. The trees on the hills were just colored beautifully, and you know, it was just a simple wedding. I had my mother, as I told you, made my dress. And
what was your dress like?
Oh, it was white satin. It had lacy sleeves, and it had I don't know what you call it. It was scalloped at the waistline. There was scallops. It had a lace insert up here, and that had scallops around of the satin. And there was, you know, I have to get out the pictures and look at it. It hangs right upstairs in my house here. I still have it. My cousin was my maid of honor, and she had been in somebody else's wedding as a bridesmaid, and she used one of those dresses. We had these little white kind of beanie hats, and Mom got fabric that matched my cousin's dress. We both had little hats, and she took some of the fabric from, well, like the blue, well, my cousin's dress was blue, and she covered the hat, and then she put a little ruffled up fabric and across the front. Mine she took and covered it with a white satin, and she put tiny rhinestones all over it, and then she had put, how did my veil look? Well, anyway, she ruffled up some tulle or whatever it was. And I had a veil on it, and she had little, I believe there was little artificial flowers in the front. I don't know. I'd have to get that But, yeah. So.
What type of celebration did you have afterwards?
Afterwards? Strictly a very small reception back at the house, and it was nothing but cake and punch. That was what most receptions were at that time, were cake and punch, up here in the country. And so it was. We went back to my folks' house, and back home. We had cake and punch. As I remember, it was just cake and punch. And so.
Did you go on a honeymoon?
Yes, we went for 7 days. We left we were gone, I think, seven. We were married on Saturday, and I think we came back on the next Friday. We got back home the next Friday. We went, neither one of us had seen much. He'd moved up. He'd been in New York City. I went to New York City on my class trip. That's where he went on his. And of course, he lived down there. So not much had we seen. So we went to Gettysburg. And then we went on to Washington, D.C. And then we come back across West Virginia, up in through, I'm not sure if we hit into Ohio or not, but we come back in on the western end of New York and come home. We started out, he had $100 in his pocket, and we were gone for 7 days. So back then, you can tell what it was like 55 years ago. It didn't cost much to stay overnight. It didn't cost much to eat. And he says now, how did we ever start out like that? We didn't have credit cards. Gas wasn't that high. So, we toured, and we had a honeymoon. Yes, we did. So, after a while, his sister played a nasty trick on us. The day or two before we would get married, he'd been out to town in Cooperstown. And his brother-in-law had a barber shop, and he was getting his hair cut. He made a mistake of saying to his sister that he was getting another set of keys made for his car. She took our car on us and hit it.
And what did she do to it?
She took our car and hit it.
Hit it.
We hunted for I don't know how long looking for it. My cousins, well, they got married. We were married in October, and they got married in January. And they took us. We went all over trying to find it. Well, we finally went back home, but my husband's brother-in-law had told my dad, well, if they don't find it, tell them to go up on the farm. And sure enough, we went up and found it then. We'd been up there, and we didn't find it up there, but they had really hit it. So his sister really fixed us anyway. So that was one of the things that we remember from our wedding. But other than that, it was just a simple wedding.
So
that's lasted 55 years so far.
So some of your children chose to go into dairy farming and some didn't. What would you say made them make those choices?
That the three boys went into dairy farming? Probably the way they were brought, you know, the fact that they were brought up and saw this. Carl, the oldest boy, was all he ever wanted to do. Was what we gave him. We gave him a choice. They either had to go to college for 2 years or they had to go in the service. They could not come out of high school and come directly to working on the farm. We wanted them to get away. We wanted them to realize there was a life besides farming. That farming was 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There was no, you know, you didn't get a vacation. You weren't always able to go and do whatever you wanted to do. They grew up in school, going to school. They played any sport they wanted. They were in anything they wanted to do at school. They were there, and we went. We made a lot of it, did a lot of things just so they could do, be in, and we could go. So I think they were brought up in the farming family, and that's where they wanted to stay. Carl went to school to Cobleskill for 2 years, and he took up animal husbandry. That was learning feeding the cows and that type of thing. He also took an ag mechanic course because he took one of our tractors and completely redid it out over there. Eric, he decided he was going to go to Delhi, and he took the vet science program, and he does a lot of the veterinarian part of the farming. He breeds our own cows. He does all the breeding of the cows and a lot of the medical kind of work, as much as they can keep the veterinary bill down. Neil went to school and he majored in machinery, ag mechanics, fixing the learning to weld and learning to fix the machinery so that it would cut back on your repair bills. So they all three went and took, and they did it. We didn't, you know, they decided which they were going to do, and that's what they did. So they just wanted to stay in farming. That was, seemed to be what they, the girls, they had no interest in farming. Joanne, which she went to school, well, they all went to school, every one of them. Joanne went to Morrisville for 2 years, and she graduated in May and got married in June, moved to New Mexico. But
what did she study at Morrisville?
She took medical secretarials course, which she's never used. She has worked, well, her husband was in the service. And of course, when they were first married, she helped. Well, by getting a job, she, I don't know what all she's done. She's worked at a number of different things. She worked for White Sand, for the White Sand Missile Range out there when they, she was married out there, and she's worked for Sears, and she's worked for McDonald's, and she's, I don't know, she always had a job. Then she got into the library up here in Rome, when they lived up here in Rome. She got into the library up there, and then she got into the schools, and at the last end in Tucson, where, or not, in Alamogordo, she got, so she was the, well, there was a, it's a big city schools district, and there was one head librarian, and then they had the librarian assistants, and she was a librarian assistant at the elementary school where her, where the kids went, and she had that job right up. She got in by volunteering, and then got a teacher's aide, and then she got the job. So she worked, she's ended up, now she's out here. So she, the other girl went, she went a four-year course, she, or four-year degree. She went to Cobleskill for 2 years and then transferred to Plattsburgh, and she majored in accounting. Mm-hmm. And then she took the CPA tests, and she's a, and that's what her husband is. They're both CPAs. And he's into the accounting and everything. I'm going to have to.
All righty. So earlier you mentioned that you were really inspired by music in high school. Yes. And I see you have a piano. Yes. Do you still play?
Yes, I play the piano. I'm the organist, pianist, and choir director up in our church. Yes, I like music. Yep. I sing, and I play the piano and play the organ up to church. Yeah.
Does your husband like music too? Does he play?
No, he likes to listen to it. And, no, he doesn't play. He does sing at church, he'll sing, but other than that, that's all he does. But no, I sit down and listen, he'll sit here and listen. You know, or if I sit down and play, he may be reading or doing a puzzle book or something, but he's listening. He likes the music. So, yeah.
Is music your only hobby, or do you?
Oh, my only hobby?
I doubt it.
Well, you can see this. These are my, this is my knitting.
Oh, okay.
And I'm working on a sweater. Yeah. Knit. I keep something, sometimes if I come in here and, well, during the day, want to sit down, it keeps me from doing something else. These are some that I have completed, haven't got sewn together, but that's my knitting. Yeah. I've got yarn in there. I've made afghans and different things like that. Sewing is a big, yeah, I would say that was a hobby, because I like to make that covering there on that chair. Somebody said to me, you don't make anything for me. And I had made, well, a year ago for Christmas, I made five Afghan size quilts. I did, they weren't full size quilts, but they were the, an Afghan more or less for my five daughters. And so when I got it done, somebody said, you don't make anything for me. So I figured, all right, your covering for your chair needs changing. So I went at it and pieced that together and made that for him. But I made Christmas tree skirts. I've got one going. I've had it going for quite a while that I'm for our granddaughter that lives in Colorado. I thought I was going to get it done and out there before Christmas for her so she'd have it. But so I like sewing. Mm-hmm. And then if you looked in the living room, you'd find my new, well, not the latest, but yeah, the latest of my hobbies, and that's scrapbooking. And I've got that all spread out. Right now I'm working on one of our granddaughter's wedding, which took place 2.5 years ago. And I'm still working on her scrapbook for her. She doesn't know it. She thinks I'm doing my own. I haven't got to that yet, but I'm working on it. I like scrapbooking. Yeah. I got started into it, and I like to do it. But I would say sewing, music, and scrapbooking are my newest hobbies. I don't care to, I like to crochet and I like to knit. I like to sew. I've done some counted cross stitch. Needlework type thing. I don't care too much about it. I've got some embroidery where you follow the lines in embroidery, but I can't seem to get into, I used to do it, but now I've kind of gotten away from that. But counted cross stitch, I've done at least four things. They're upstairs. One was the first thing I ever did, and I framed that, put it in my sewing room. And then I was shopping and for something to do. Oh, I guess I'll get those. They were smaller. And then my grandsons, they were shopping with their mom, and that's for Grandma. That'll go in our bedroom. Well, this is the boy. There's the one called the boys' bedroom, and that's where they would sleep. And it's nautical. My wallpaper has got lighthouses on it and things. And so they were shopping with their mother once, and they found this picture frame, and it was like a wheel. It's the helm of a ship, and I'm not sure what else. Oh, they thought Grandma needed that. So they got that, and she put a picture in of all three of three boys. And that's up there. And then they spotted this one that was a lighthouse. And they thought Grandma ought to have that. So that was another counted cross stitch. So that's framed. So I've done a few, but I do, you know, to sit and fuss and do something like that. I like to do that. Oh, I've made Christmas presents. These take the tea towels for cross stitch. And I love golf. I've made them towels for my sister, my sister-in-law, and her friend, and a couple of girls that sing in the choir. They're golfers, and I've done them for Christmas presents and stuff like that. So, you know, that's the kind of things I like to do. But mm-hmm. I can sit down and listen to the music, or play music. I can listen to music too. Mm-hmm. Everything. So.
What does your husband like to do?
What does he like to do? Well, he likes his farm work, but he's got to the point where it's hard for him to do a lot of things. He has a what they call COPD. He has that chronic lung pulmonary disease, which we figure he got from, he's never smoked or anything like that, but there's dust and stuff from farming, and so he's developed that, and to do a lot of things that bothers him. He's had to get to where he doesn't do much of anything in the barn itself. He does drive tractor for him, do the plowing, work outside. That's what he likes to do. He likes outside work. This winter he likes to sit and do well, he's not so much in crosswords as he is to circle the words and Sudokus. He's got into that. He likes that. We will probably have a table set up in the living room after Christmas and do jigsaw puzzles. The kids give us puzzles. In fact, the oldest boy gave him a jigsaw puzzle of the new Yankee Stadium. And so I said, well, that's this winter. We'll get that and put that together. You know.
He's a Yankees fan?
Oh, yes. Since 1941, he's been a Yankees fan. We have been down to Yankee Stadium. I don't know, I don't know how many years ago, since we could be gone off the farm it was. He said something to me about, well, what would you like to do? And I said, you know, I've never been to Yankee Stadium. I'd kind of like to go. Well, there was a bus, Eastern bus tours. And so we went down. This one year, it was the two of us went. So then coming home, he says to me, you know what I'd kind of like to do? I'd like to bring the boys, grandsons down. I said, fine. So the next year, they had to be in seventh grade. So the next year, the two oldest grandsons, we took them down. We usually took two so that there was somebody for them to, they didn't have to just hang with grandma and grandpa, you know, and we usually took two. So we went with those two. And over the years, there's five grandsons. And four of them have been down, well, three of them have been down three times. The fourth one hasn't been, only twice. But it got to the point it was pretty expensive and everything, and we just wasn't working out where we could go and take him. We feel bad that he only got twice, but I guess he's fine. He kind of wanted, Grandpa, can you take us, can we go down and see the new stadium? Well, now he's a freshman in college, so it's, I don't think he's going to get down there. And anyway, the price got so, and it got to the point where it was a little tiring for both of us to go. So, but there is one grandson that is a Mets fan, and he would not go anywhere near Yankee Stadium. And you can, how about taking me to Shea, Grandpa? And Grandpa said, no way, I'm not going to Shea. So one grandson has not been, but we did take the others. And in fact, two granddaughters went. Our oldest, well, we've only got three granddaughters. Our oldest son's two girls. One of them had said, well, Grandma, I kind of like to go. And I said, really? She said, yeah. So we said, fine. I don't know how many. We took three or four that year, I think. And our grandson got hurt, their brother, got hurt in a snowmobile accident. And we had ticket for him to go, and his sister. And come time to go, he had to have surgery back on his arm, removed. And so he wasn't going to be able to go. So his youngest sister went. So both the two, his two sisters went. So two granddaughters have got to go. The other one didn't care anything about it, I don't believe. She never asked to go anyway. So that was, we did that. That we liked very much. And then we liked to go, there's what they call Sight and Sound Theater down in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And we've been there six times. It's a bus trip. And it is the Christian stories, Bible stories. We have seen the creation. We've seen the miracle of Christmas. We've seen the story of Ruth. We've seen the story of Joseph. We've seen the story of Noah. Just those, the creation and Christmas, and then Ruth, Joseph, and Noah. Seems like there's another one in there. But anyway, and we enjoy going down there for those. We've done those, as I say, at least five times, because those are the stories we've been and seen. So we like to do things like that. And now that we've retired, we can do them. The boys say, just tell us when you're not going to be here. So they make, now the other night, just last Friday night, Joanne and Bob wanted us to go out to supper with them. Well, about 2-3 o'clock, the boys come in, can you take this and go for a gopher trip? We are the gophers. We go and pick up parts and this type of thing. They came in middle of the, about, well, I don't know. We had to be there by 4. I think it was between 2:30 and 3. You want to take and go to Richfield and see if you can get this fixed. If you can't, blah, blah, blah. So, all right. So we did. Well, we couldn't get it fixed in Richfield. It met a trip to Fultonville. So we went. We got back. And he said, Dad said to him, well, Joe and Bob kind of wanted us to go out for supper with him. Go ahead. We'll worry about spreading the manure. You go right ahead and go. So they, you know, they take care of things. We are allowed to be free. So that's what we do. But we help them whenever we can, do whatever we can for them. So.
Have you passed on any of your talents for music or sewing to your grandchildren?
Two of our granddaughters, well, all three of our granddaughters, of our own granddaughters. We have a step-granddaughter. But of our own, all three of them sing. The oldest one, Joanne's daughter, Vanessa, they had musicals over here in school, and she had the lead, and singing lead in that 1 year, her senior year. Well, she was in them all 3 years that she was up here. She was here for her sophomore, junior, and senior year, and they had a musical, and she was in every one of them, and she had the lead in at least one. My daughter, well, Joanne and Luann both sing. Luann had the lead when she was in her senior year over here. She had the lead in that. They did Brigadoon. And then Carl's two daughters. The oldest girl has got a very pretty soprano voice. And she was in, they did Music Man, that she was in Music Man, and she was in, they did 1776, I believe it was, and she played the part of John Adams' wife, I believe. That, you know, now I forget. And the other girl, Kelly, was in a number. They were all in music, yeah. They all played instrument. Vanessa played flute. Aaron played clarinet, Kelly played sax, Adam played a trumpet, Matt plays played trumpet, John played trumpet. Luann's boys didn't. John tried to play, started out with a trumpet, but he gave it up. He didn't go. The three boys up there did sing. They had to do something there, their parents told them. So they always sang, all three of them sang in the chorus, Christ School chorus. And so they've all, Garrett, I'm trying to think, what did he do? I don't think he played an instrument, though. I'm pretty sure he didn't. And he never sang, so I don't think he sings, but Vanessa did. Aaron and Kelly sang, Adam played played a musical instrument. So, and the girls all played. So I guess you'd say they did pass on. I did pass on some. None of them learned to play the piano, which I was. Aaron and Kelly, I guess they did take a few lessons because they do have a piano. Happened to think. I don't think it got moved from the old house to the new house because I don't remember seeing it when we were up there. So maybe they didn't keep it or anything. They probably didn't. They were gone. Paula didn't use it, so maybe they got rid of that. I just happened to think, well, I don't remember seeing the piano anywhere.
Well, I think our time is almost up, so thank you so much, Carolyn.
You're welcome.
It was wonderful. So I'll just hit...